For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I can already smell the popcorn a-popping for tomorrow night.
Wow.
The showdown at OK... that was something different.
Well, it could be similar.
You know. Could be.
We'll see.
It is 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's third hour of our get-together, the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And it is Monday, and we're going to make Monday great.
Yeah.
Buccaneers over Washington start the season off with a win, 37-20. Miami came from behind to beat the Jags 20-17. And the Lions last night took them to overtime to beat the Rams 26-20. And lots of action. Lots of football to look forward to as well. You see that? Are the leaves changing as I... Yes, they are.
Wow.
But not anywhere around here.
No, but somewhere.
Somewhere there's leaves changing colors. Yeah. Think positively. That's really what it comes down to. All right. So Dick Cheney, daughter of Liz, also came out recently, not going to support Donald J. Trump. Not going to support him. And in fact, are embracing, lovingly, Vice President Kamala Harris embracing her to be president.
How do you call yourself a Republican?
I don't know. And it, look, simple Americans may break all of this stuff down to a popularity contest. And that is obviously very, very sad. Okay? But let's be honest, especially in the swing voters, it's kind of like, yeah, I just, you know, feel good about that person or whatever. They're swayed. They're easily swayed. But these are political animals we're talking about. Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz. These are political animals. In other words, you can be geeked out about cars and guns and gardening and whatever, and you delve into these things and you have a level of expertise. And when you speak about them, it usually comes from a base of knowledge. Well, when you're talking about politics and you claim to be a member of the Republican Party and longstanding and also claim to be a conservative, how could you possibly toss all of that out because you don't like the candidate that represents those policies? How do you just toss them aside? You can say, I don't particularly care for him, but I will vote for him holding my nose. But to say, I'm going to vote for Kamala and I am actually embracing her. And you have to remember, Liz Cheney, just a couple of years ago, she hammered on Kamala Harris, hammered on her. Far left wacko. Far left liberal wacko. Yeah. I mean, she went off on her, and it's on X, or I guess maybe it was still Twitter at the time, but yeah, it's there. And there's no doubt. So is she saying that Kamala Harris is not all of those things that she said she was?
Or if she is, you're now supporting those things?
Again, when it's a popularity contest, you know, it is what it's, sixth grade class president. But that should never be the case with who has been the high-ranking members of the Republican Party.
Dick in two administrations.
I mean, they were literally throwing away everything they've said that they've believed in because they so hate Donald Trump. Now, Trump trashed both as nefarious characters and implied Cheney was guilty of war crimes. And, that probably doesn't win friends, okay? The 2024 Republican Party nominee, in part, wrote in the Post Friday evening, Dick Cheney is an irrelevant rhino, along with his daughter, who lost by the largest margin in the history of congressional races. He went on to say, I am the peace president, and only I will stop World War III. What Liz Cheney did with the unselect committee of political losers is unthinkable. She and her unselects deleted and destroyed all evidence and information. It's gone. Much of it proved that Nancy Pelosi was responsible for J6, didn't provide security, and Pelosi had admitted at least to some of that fairly recently. Mm-hmm. Cheney and the others should be prosecuted for what they did, but Comrade Kamala is even worse.
Wow.
But listen to what Dick Cheney said. You know, you talk about Trump being capable of hyperbole.
Yeah.
Listen to Dick Cheney. In our nation's 248-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump, he wrote. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He can never be trusted with power again. As citizens, we each have a duty to put our country above partisanship to defend our Constitution. That's why I'll be casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris. So they're following exactly with the far left made up line that somehow Trump is going to be a dictator. The Democrats have a track record of calling you what they are. It's especially become obvious over the last 10 or 12 years. They call you what they are. They telegraph what they're going to do by saying you're going to do it. It's no different here. Amazing. Listen, think about it. Who's protecting democracy? The candidate who did nothing but keep the borders open? Who's going to protect democracy? The person and party that are against proving citizenship to vote, against integrity for our elections? The party that wants to pack the Supreme Court? Again, I have to ask, all of this in the name of protecting democracy? Does that make sense?
I would rather vote for someone who maybe, I don't know, defends our Constitution and our amendments. The first one for free speech. The second one to protect free speech with the right to bear arms. I'd rather vote for the person who actually, I don't know, seems a little pro-constitutional. Just a crazy thought, I know.
It's a crazy... You are. Well, I think you've established that some time ago.
Okay.
But Senator John Cornyn, offering the Republican out of Texas, offering his coaching from the sidelines, if you will. Host Shannon Bream asked, what does he need to do Tuesday night, meaning Trump?
Yeah.
Cornyn said, I think he needs to let Kamala Harris talk, something she's been reluctant to do unless she's reading a teleprompter. And I think, you know, we have seen the polls very close. Mainly, she's coming off of this, as James Carville called, a sugar high after a coup d'etat, which was committed against Joe Biden and then, of course, the convention. I'm looking forward to a repetition of the good debate performance of President Trump that he had with President Biden. I think he is up to it. And he added, fundraising is important, but so are the issues and qualities of candidates. We have an outstanding group of candidates running for the Senate, and I'm optimistic about our chances of regaining the majority. I hope that they have enough money to defend themselves and to talk about what they are for and what they would do if elected. I'm confident they would. So he put a plug in for the down ticket, folks, which is extremely important if you want to get things done. And when I say things done, I'm talking about conservative type things.
Yeah.
You know, having a secure border. You know, keeping us and getting us out of wars.
Yeah, but we got families that need money that are tied into the the whole complex of a good military fight here and there.
Yes, we do. That's what you have to do. Well, it's it's the old follow the money thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is 8:16, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, the Monday edition where we make Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Happy, happy Monday. Come on. Let's make it great. It's all about the attitude. Even if you have to fake it to make it, brothers and sisters.
Do what you got to do.
Together we can. It is 8:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, debate. Uh-oh. Tomorrow night.
Wow.
I'm not going to talk about it too much more because, you know, I hate when things are like overhyped. But I have to tell you, it is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, Kamala is really, she has not put herself out there without a teleprompter.
No. But we were talking about this before the show. When you look at the level of practicing she's doing, a Donald Trump double. We're talking about appearance, sound, down to the suit, and they even describe the long red tie. They are doing everything they can to at least give her every advantage of memorizing lines, I'm sure.
I drove a race car around a racetrack. I did pretty well. But there wasn't 25 other drivers on the track at the time. Mm-hmm. That makes a little bit of difference. Yes. And the idea of pressure and the idea of practicing for whatever could come your way, mm-hmm. but not necessarily knowing right. what's coming her way. We'll see.
Uh-huh.
We'll see if all this kind of coaching pays off. To me, really, Donald Trump has been a public figure for much, much longer than he's been any kind of politician.
Oh, yeah.
And on Kamala's behalf, you have to say, look, she was a DA, she's an attorney. She can speak in front of people, I would think. Now it's just a matter of what's her level of expertise when it comes to the policies that she wants to promote and push forward. There'll be a comfort level with some of those things. Mm-hmm. We'll see if she's capable to defend him. A lot of it'll be based, like it always is, on follow-up, too.
Well, I'm going to see what those policies are. I'm going to go back to the website again today. And
I think there is maybe something on there now.
Really?
Might be a loose little headline.
We've been looking for weeks.
Yeah, but I think they may have actually put something up there.
Wow, that would be amazing.
It could just be a rumor.
Well, the one that you just started, because, now they're counting down. Urgent, chip in before the debate. And they've got it counting down. 1 day, 12 hours, 36 minutes, 46 seconds.
Wow.
That's the opening. That's
no,
the opening page.
That is a truth teller right there. Hurry up and contribute before the debate. In other words, the sense of urgency to get as much as they can before the debate. It sounds a lot like they don't think much will trickle in after the debate.
So you click on continue to the website, and then you get the let's win this, and you get the join the campaign, save the democracy, we need you on board.
Save the democracy, let's win, joy. Not really, you know, what I was thinking of in terms of, you know, platform planks and policies.
Yeah. Now, they finally do have something under... I guess it would be, they call it issues.
Issues.
They finally are putting things up, cut taxes for the middle class, grow small businesses. They are finally putting, but this is a big one.
Okay.
Trump's, and this one's in red where everything else is in normal colors.
Uh-huh.
Trump's Project 2025 agenda.
Which is not true.
No.
So already she has to lie to try to get away with. If she's fixated on Trump, then certainly she put in there how the Trump tax breaks are going to sunset this next year.
Uh-huh.
So she's probably mentioning that, right?
Probably not. No.
You're right.
We'll see.
You know, they should have made it simpler.
Yeah.
I like where you started out there with issues.
Yeah.
It should have said, Kamala Harris has, and then underneath it, issues. And contribute now, hurry, before the debate.
In case she looks really bad.
Yeah.
But at least they are, here we are, what, seven weeks before?
And even far less when it comes to the early voting.
Yeah, they're finally putting something up there.
That is crazy.
It's just
kind of a PSA, really. Yeah. Stellantis, the automaker, is recalling over 1 million Ram pickup trucks due to an issue linked to their electronic stability control.
Hmm.
It affects 1.5 million trucks in danger of experiencing a software problem.
Imagine that.
How can that happen?
It's technology, Bob. It can't go wrong.
Computers are perfect. And, it's a software problem that... affects the stability control.
Right.
Yet they're perfectly, and when I say they, I mean the powers that be, are perfectly okay with driverless trucks with 60 or 70,000 pounds gross.
But we're concerned about something we lived with out for decades, and that stability control using the ABS unit.
So that's serious. Yeah. You got to have a recall. But if there's a glitch with a 70,000 pound vehicle flying down the highway at 70 miles an hour, it's not that big a deal. Right?
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. Apparently, the software problem could disable the ESC, the onboard computer.
Yep.
And here's the deal. Mostly North America affected model years 19, 21, 22, 23, and 24.
That's a bunch.
So not 2020 for whatever reason. At least it's not named here. Yeah. Statement came from Reuters Saturday. Stellantis explained the affected pickup truck's anti-lock brake software might accidentally shut down the vehicle's ESC. So, there might be more to this.
It's all the same thing. It's a matter of, does it put the anti-lock brakes on when you're trying to brake or when you are losing control and stability? Then it uses the same system to tap this brake, and get you back in line. But... again, somehow we managed to drive cars with rear-wheel drive, leaf springs, and drum rear brakes for years. We just actually had to learn how to drive.
At the same time, eating lead paint, smoking some Lucky Strikes.
Highlight from my weekend that you'll find of interest. I went to that place that you talk about a lot. What's the name of it? It's short for James.
Gym.
Yes, I went to the gym.
Oh,
over the
gym.
The gym. I actually went to the gym over the weekend.
Congratulations.
So since you hadn't asked me yet, I thought I'd tell you before you did. Because you and my wife try to guilt me into it.
Well, see, you could have saved that for things that make me smile. Because
I'll bring it back.
Okay.
I'll recycle that, because we're supposed to recycle in this world.
Hey, big discount retailer filing bankruptcy. I'll give you details on that and a whole lot more. And you never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Just subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcasts. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Morning, Greg.
Morning. This morning is flying by.
It really is. And some of your, well, the top story is the debate tomorrow night, probably. Also, Tony Blair speaking out about social media censorship. You know, he's part of the, you know, the kind of more liberal side of things.
Yeah.
I remember when the left to center folks were adamant about protecting free speech, and it's not the case anymore. Very odd. Where did this switch occur? Because they're talking about censorship and trying to conflate threatening type stuff that would be online versus misinformation.
Right.
Put them together, like you have to eliminate those. Oh, no, wait a second. I think it would be easier to decipher what's considered threatening, although, again, wouldn't be perfect science. But I think you could possibly work a way to do that. But disinformation, that definitely is like in the eye of the beholder. And and information, shall we say, just like science, could be shifting. As time goes on, you learn more and more, which might cause your original thought process to be wrong or flawed or based on information you didn't have. So it changes. You know what I mean? Just like some of the things that had to do with the vaccine and all that. 95% efficacy.
Oh, yeah.
What if you said, oh, what they're telling you about this thing is a bunch of baloney, and it's going to have all sorts of side effects that, of course, they're not going to tell you. And then the government going, oh, we're going to censor that. We told you 95% efficacy. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Of course, it turned out to not be anywhere near a fact.
Right.
So that's why you're in tricky, tricky waters there. And the only people who would be for that kind of censorship, I fear, are people who are command and control authoritarians. Remember, that's what they said. Oh, Trump's going to be an authoritarian. Trump, I never got that. But wait a second. He's the opposite of that. He's for freedom. He's for the First Amendment. He's for the Second Amendment. He is for the Bill of Rights.
Did they forget he was already the president, and if he was wanting to do all those things, he could have done them in his previous 4 years?
Well, according to Dick Cheney, he did do it. He tried to save the election, you know, that he didn't lose it, you know, created fear and panic and, you know, it was going to dismantle democracy.
Uh-huh.
Yep. A couple of broken windows will do that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So we have that. Football, Bucks won 37-20. Baker Mayfield looking very, very good. Miami came from behind to beat the Jags 2017. Heartbreaker if you're a Jags fan, for sure. But a tight game, a good game. Lions won in overtime 26-20 over the Rams. And it is football season. I know. I'm waiting to. Apparently, the barometer does not know that it's after Labor Day.
Gotcha.
He's not playing along well. And then, you know, your gills start to develop on your neck. Like, otherwise you won't be able to breathe.
That's important, you know.
Well, that's how high the humidity is.
Pretty bad.
That's it. Fish out of water? You might see him walking around.
Could happen.
That's how humid it is.
Could happen.
All right, maybe not. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, I've got two parts. One is, shouldn't the presidency and kind of how a debate goes down, shouldn't it be all about just being yourself? And then the second part is, isn't it interesting that the most authentic people have been assassinated, or assassination attempts have happened? Martin Luther King, Ronald Reagan, Kennedy. The most authentic people are eliminated. God bless America.
There you go. Yeah. Interesting. What would most people want to see in a debate? It's easy to say be issues or whatever, but really, on a more of a macro or view from 30,000 feet, I'd say, I want to know what your goals are for America. And I want you to be specific. I want to have, you know, full employment for Americans and bring back our manufacturing base, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us what your goals are for America. If you're for DEI and this so-called social justice and all that, yeah, please tell us that. Then let the people decide if that's the direction they want to go. But don't lie and pretend like you're very moderate, Kamala, and then, as soon as you get elected, go back to who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
I see that. I know that. But apparently people on the left are like, huh?
Yeah.
And the other thing about goals is you have to then tell me at least an idea of what your plans are to reach that goal.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get to that goal? We want, Americans, you know, full employment or whatever. But what is your plan to do that? Well, I'm going to raise taxes on corporations. How does it get more people employed? Generally, that would result in less people employed. So, in other words, can you back it up with a plan? And the plan has to match the goals.
Well, you don't really have a plan in this instance, Bob, but just about, the jealousy of people who make more than you, and you can get your not as high paid base all riled up against those rich people and those corporations that need to pay their fair share. You don't have to really have, like, facts or a plan to get them riled up on that.
I mean, this is human nature. Like, if you're I just became a grandfather late Saturday evening, and I am super pumped about it. Now, do you think I want to see that grandchild raised in an environment where everybody tells him, you know, the fix is in. Only the wealthy are really going to be successful. And, you know, you don't really have a chance. Things like that. Do you think that is going to make him a better citizen, a more successful person in general? Of course not. But that's exactly how the left has treated their followers. Mm-hmm. If you fail, it's not your fault. The system is built against you. You know, you're the oppressed, and these are the oppressors. Never in the history of the human mind has that ever been a successful way to get people to do more, to work hard, to succeed. Think about that. Tell people that they don't have a chance.
That's encouraging.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing? Long time no talk to. I wanted to talk a little bit, just make a comment on the disinformation issue and even what Dick Cheney said over the weekend, because basically the whole thing where he's a dictator and won't leave office and everything like that is disinformation, because they're talking about, oh, he challenged the election. But you know what? We lived through the 2016-2020 Trump term. The Democrats spent the whole 4 years trying to battle the loss of the election by trying to impeach him, going after him endlessly, going after the lawfare with anybody related to Trump, ruining people's lives, because they wanted to make sure that nobody would challenge them again. Now, That's all the disinformation, because they're the ones who actually went on and tried to destroy people because they didn't like the election results. Have a great day.
Very well said. Very well put together.
But he's trying to, you know, turn things over.
Yeah, right. But what Dick Cheney is saying, he's a threat. He said he's the biggest threat.
Wow!
In the history of our nation,
that's so over the top. So over the top. Just makes it more incredible and uncredible to us.
It makes you say, "I'd rather be a dictator than a Dick Cheney."
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you thought,
Mark? Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I missed the first 75 minutes due to sleep. What dawns on me is that they don't feel urgent about correcting all of Kamala's shortcomings. They're just playing it easy and worrying about nothing because the fix is in. As long as we let Venezuelans in, we'll keep using those Venezuelan voting machines. So they're being relaxing and nonchalant just because they know they got it in the bag. We actually need an overwhelming victory just to overcome the fraud. Thanks, guys.
And one of the things that they fear about Trump is, just like he said, hey, after the previous election, hey, something's not right here.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you saying that the guy from the basement beat me in an election, he got 14 million more votes than Barack Obama did. That doesn't make sense. So he questioned the outcome, which not only is that okay, that should be demanded. That is part of our system. You can call out things when you feel like they're wrong. You can challenge them. That's part of our Constitution, part of our legal system, part of our electoral system. He did what you're supposed to do. He questioned it, and that's what they fear, because he knew they were wrong, and he just didn't have the time to put it all together into a court case. And they know that. Yep. They know there's a clock ticking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad Al Gore never questioned an election, or Hillary, or... Well, never mind. You say.
It is...
What's that dangling over there? That's
Chad.
Oh. Sorry, Chad.
No, he's kind of shy. Why'd you have to bring that up again?
I apologize.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And we're making Mondays great. We're making them pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. We're off to a good start.
All right. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 8:50, almost 8:51. A lot going on in the world. One was Mike McCall, the congressman out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And, he is leading the charge, and I think rightfully so, calling out Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan. The reason you're still hearing about it, I know it feels like this has gone on for a long time. We get it. But it's actually like a brand new 300-something page report that they have gathered information and evidence over the last 2 years, the Republicans have. And the withdrawal from Afghanistan has been a priority for each president since George W. Bush. Negotiations with the Taliban began under former President Donald Trump. Biden named it one of its top foreign policy priorities, despite the cost to Afghanistan, saying that there was no longer U.S. interest in the country. Well, you could debate that, but they did leave behind Bagram Air Force Base, which strategically could be and would be very valuable moving forward strategically in the entire in that entire part of the globe.
Might have left a gun or a truck or a Hummer or two as well.
Well, there was yeah. all of that, billions and billions of dollars in hardware. And we left that all for who? The Taliban.
Yeah. What could you go wrong?
We helped to set up a government, puppet or not, helped to set it up. It was collapsing even before Biden pulled everybody out. And that didn't slow him down. And that's part of what made the whole thing a mess. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Mike McCaul and the Republicans have put this report out. I believe it should be fully public sometime today. If not, it has already come out. But, I mean, it covers the basis that, you know, I've already talked about. And the report also took stock of the aftermath of the withdrawal, including human rights abuses by the Taliban, nearly $57 million in cash, and the $7 billion in weapons that were left behind.
Unreal.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Brandon.
It is going to be hard, though, to keep people's attention on this issue. You know, many are going to go, well, it's kind of water under the bridge. Well, no, because it's not just that. It's the 13 service people that died and didn't have to.
But Joe Biden said there were no losses of life in the military under his leadership as the commander-in-chief.
Well, you know, that's the elderly gentleman with a memory problem.
Well, that guy, yes.
But to hear that out loud, that had to be one of the death knells to his campaign, mm-hmm. his future campaigning at that point. Yeah, that was because I think everybody shook their head. What?
You wonder what? If he had not had that debate and said a lot of stupid things like that, what would the Democrats done? They would have had to have a plan B to get rid of him because that worked. Put him out there, let him swing in the wind, hang himself, you know, with Donald Trump. Make himself look bad, and that worked. They saw America saw just how bad off he is. If they had not done that, I wonder what they would have. Would they do the 25th Amendment thing?
They had a mess on their hands, and I think the 25th Amendment was one of the things that they were going to possibly utilize. Many of the big donors and some of the higher-ups, my understanding is, they wanted a clean ticket. They had no use for either Joe or Kamala.
Yeah.
And it does make you wonder, like, the powers that be, did you not know who you were getting when you put Kamala on the ticket when you had an aging Joe Biden?
Right.
You probably should have put somebody who was going to, you know, at least appear to be more capable. So, yeah, they had a mess, and they kind of tried to make the best of it. And when you have most of the media on your side, you know, you can take some of that stuff and make shinola out of it. Yeah.
They'd have had to done something, though, because but this worked for them, and then they, you know, proclaimed her and moved on.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, just a reminder. The defund the police, that all came from the left.
Yep.
It all came from Democrats, including Kamala. She wants to claim now she's all pro-law enforcement. Under the watch of the Biden-Harris administration, a police officer in the United States has been shot every 22 hours this year, according to FOP. More than 260 law enforcement officers have been shot so far this year. And the FOP national vice president says the war on cops continues to rage in America. He told Breitbart, during the past 2 years, more than 630 law enforcement officers had been shot. And this is, by the way, also assaults on officers are at a 10-year high.
Wow.
So there is power in the words and the actions of defunding the police. And one of the results is having a much higher rate of officers being shot. And it, there it is statistically. And the causes are obvious, according to the union guy from FOP, a revolving door criminal justice system. 85% of cop killers have been arrested before. 71% are convicted felons. And because some politicians, media, and activists realized there was a dollar to be made trafficking in anti-police rhetoric, trying to convince the American people that we are the enemy. Mm. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. Hang on. Happy, happy Monday. Come on. Let's make it great. It's all about the attitude. And even if you have to fake it to make it, brothers and sisters.
Do what you got to do.
Together we can. It is 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, debate. Uh-oh. Tomorrow night.
Wow.
I'm not going to talk about it too much more because, you know, I hate when things are like overhyped. But I have to tell you, it is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, Kamala is really, she has not put herself out there without a teleprompter.
Yeah. But we were talking about this before the show. When you look at the level of practicing she's doing, a Donald Trump double. We're talking about appearance, sound, down to the suit, and they even describe the long red tie. They are doing everything they can to at least give her every advantage of memorizing lines, I'm sure.
I drove a race car around a racetrack. I did pretty well. But there wasn't 25 other drivers on the track at the time. Mm-hmm. That makes a little bit of difference. And yes, the idea of pressure and the idea of practicing for whatever could come your way,
mm-hmm,
but not necessarily knowing
right
what's coming her way, we'll see.
Uh-huh.
We'll see if all this kind of coaching pays off. To me, really, Donald Trump has been a public figure for much, much longer than he's been any kind of politician.
Oh, yeah.
And on Kamala's behalf, you have to say, look, she was a DA, she's an attorney. She can speak in front of people, I would think. Now it's just a matter of what's her level of expertise when it comes to the policies that she wants to promote and push forward. There'll be a comfort level with some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if she's capable to defend him. A lot of it'll be based, like it always is, on follow-up, too.
Well, I'm going to see what those policies are. I'm going to go back to the website again today. And
I think there is maybe something on there now.
Really?
Might be a loose little headline.
We've been looking for weeks.
Yeah, but I think they may have actually put something up there.
Wow, that would be amazing.
It could just be a rumor.
Well, the one that you just started, because, now they're counting down. Urgent, chip in before the debate. And they've got it counting down. 1 day, 12 hours, 36 minutes, 46 seconds.
Wow.
That's the opening. That's
no,
the opening page.
That is a truth teller right there. Hurry up and contribute before the debate. In other words, the sense of urgency,
yes,
to get as much as they can before the debate. It sounds a lot like they don't think much will trickle in after the debate.
So you click on continue to the website,
yes,
and then you get the let's win this, and you get the join the campaign, save the democracy, we need you on board.
Save the democracy, let's win, joy. Not really, you know, what I was thinking of in terms of, you know, platform planks and policies.
Yeah. Now, they finally do have something under, I guess it would be, they call it issues.
Issues.
They finally are putting things up, cut taxes for the middle class, grow small businesses. They are finally putting, but this is a big one.
Okay.
Trump's, and this one's in red where everything else is in normal colors, Trump's Project 2025 agenda.
Which is not true.
No.
So already she has to lie to try to get away with. If she's fixated on Trump, then certainly she put in there how the Trump tax breaks are going to sunset this next year.
Uh-huh.
So she's probably mentioning that, right?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
No.
You're right.
We'll see.
You know, they should have made it simpler.
Yeah.
I like where you started out there with issues.
Yeah.
It should have said, Kamala Harris has, and then underneath it, issues. And contribute now, hurry, before the debate.
In case she looks really bad.
Yeah.
But at least they are, here we are, what, seven, 8 weeks before?
And
weeks,
even nine? Far less when it comes to the early voting.
Yeah, they're finally putting something up there.
That is crazy.
It'll be
anyway,
wise, but
just a kind of a PSA, really. Yeah. Stellantis, the automaker, is recalling over a million Ram pickup trucks due to an issue linked to their electronic stability control.
Hmm.
It affects 1.5 million trucks in danger of experiencing a software problem.
Imagine that.
How can that happen?
It's technology, Bob.
It can't
go
Computers
wrong.
Are perfect. And, yeah. You know, it's a software problem that affects the stability control.
Right.
Yet they're perfectly, and when I say they, I mean the powers that be, are perfectly okay with driverless trucks with 60 or 70,000 pounds gross.
But we're concerned about something we lived with out for decades, and that's stability control using the ABS unit.
So that's serious. Yeah. You got to have a recall. But if there's a glitch with a 70,000-pound vehicle flying down the highway at 70 miles an hour, that's not that big a deal. Right?
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. Apparently, the software problem could disable the ESC, you know, the onboard computer.
Yep.
And here's the deal. Mostly North America affected model years 19, 21, 22, 23, and 24.
That's a bunch.
So not 2020 for whatever reason. At least it's not named here. Yeah. Statement came from Reuters Saturday. Stellantis explained the affected pickup truck's anti-lock brake software may accidentally shut down the vehicle's ESC. So, you know, there might be more to this.
It's all the same thing. It's a matter of, does it put the anti-lock brakes on when you're trying to brake or when you are losing control and stability? Then it uses the same system to tap this brake, and get you back in line. But again, somehow we managed to drive cars with rear-wheel drive, leaf springs, and drum rear brakes for years. We just actually had to learn how to drive.
At the same time, eating lead paint, smoking some Lucky Strikes.
Highlight from my weekend that you'll find of interest. I went to that place that you talk about a lot. What's the name of it? It's short for James.
Gym.
Yes, I went to the gym.
Gym.
The gym. I actually went to the gym over the weekend.
Congratulations.
So since you hadn't asked me yet, I thought I'd tell you before you did. Because you and my wife try to guilt me into it.
Well, see, you could have saved that for things that make me smile. Because
I'll bring it back.
Okay.
I'll recycle that. Because we're supposed to recycle in this world.
Hey, big discount retailer filing bankruptcy. I'll give you details on that and a whole lot more. And you never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Just subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcasts. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Morning, Greg.
Morning. This morning is flying by.
It really is. And some of your, well, the top story is the debate tomorrow night, probably. Also, Tony Blair speaking out about social media censorship. You know, he's part of the, you know, the kind of more liberal side of things.
Yeah.
I remember when the left to center folks were adamant about protecting free speech, and it's not the case anymore. Very odd. What did this switch occur? Because they're talking about censorship and trying to conflate threatening type stuff that would be online versus misinformation.
Right.
Put them together. Like, you have to eliminate those. Oh, no, wait a second. I think it would be easier to decipher what's considered threatening, although, again, wouldn't be perfect science. But I think you could possibly work a way to do that. But disinformation, that definitely is like in the eye of the beholder. And and information, shall we say, just like science, could be shifting. As time goes on, you learn more and more, which might cause your original thought process to be wrong or flawed or based on information you didn't have. So it changes. You know what I mean? Just like some of the things that had to do with the vaccine and all that. 95% efficacy.
Oh, yeah.
What if you said, oh, what they're telling you about this thing is a bunch of baloney, and it's going to have all sorts of side effects that, of course, they're not going to tell you. And then the government going, oh, we're going to censor that. We told you 95% efficacy. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Of course, it turned out to not be anywhere near a fact.
Right.
So that's why you're in tricky, tricky waters there. And the only people who would be for that kind of censorship, I fear, are people who are command and control authoritarians. Remember, that's what they said. Oh, Trump's going to be an authoritarian. Trump, I never got that. But wait a second. He's the opposite of that. He's for freedom. He's for the First Amendment. He's for the Second Amendment. He is for the Bill of Rights.
Did they forget he was already the president, and if he was wanting to do all those things, he could have done them in his previous 4 years?
Well, according to Dick Cheney, he did do it. He tried to save the election, you know, that he didn't lose it, you know, created fear and panic and, you know, it was going to dismantle democracy.
Uh-huh.
Yep. A couple of broken windows will do that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So we have that. Football, Bucks won 37-20. Baker Mayfield looking very, very good. Miami came from behind to beat the Jags 2017. Heartbreaker if you're a Jags fan, for sure. But a tight game, a good game. Lions won in overtime 26-20 over the Rams. And it is football season. I know. I'm waiting to. Apparently, the barometer does not know that it's after Labor Day.
Gotcha.
It's not playing along well.
Hmm.
And then, you know, your gills start to develop on your neck. Like, otherwise you won't be able to breathe.
That's important, you know.
Well, that's how high the humidity is.
Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. Fish out of water. Yeah. You might see them walking around.
Could happen.
That's how humid it is.
Could happen.
All right, maybe not. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, I've got two parts. One is, shouldn't the presidency and kind of how a debate goes down, shouldn't it be all about just being yourself? And then the second part is, isn't it interesting that the most authentic people have been assassinated, or assassination attempts have happened? Martin Luther King, Ronald Reagan, Kennedy. The most authentic people are eliminated. God bless America.
There you go. Yeah. Interesting. What would most people want to see in a debate? It's easy to say the issues or whatever, but really, on a more of a macro or view from 30,000 feet, I'd say, I want to know what your goals are for America. And I want you to be specific. I want to have, you know, full employment for Americans and bring back our manufacturing base, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us what your goals are for America. If you're for DEI and this so-called social justice and all that, yeah, please tell us that. Then let the people decide if that's the direction they want to go. But don't lie and pretend like you're very moderate, Kamala, And then, as soon as you get elected, go back to who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
I see that. I know that. But apparently people on the left are like, huh?
Yeah.
And the other thing about goals is you have to then tell me at least an idea of what your plans are to reach that goal.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get to that goal? We want, Americans, full employment or whatever. But what is your plan to do that? Well, I'm going to raise taxes on corporations. How does it get more people employed? Generally, that would result in less people employed. So, in other words, can you back it up with a plan? And the plan has to match the goals.
Well, you don't really have a plan in this instance, Bob, but just about, the jealousy of people who make more than you, and you can get your not as high paid base all riled up against those rich people and those corporations that need to pay their fair share. You don't have to really have like facts or a plan to get them riled up on that.
I mean, this is human nature. Like if you're, I just became a grandfather, late Saturday evening, and I am super pumped about it. Now, do you think I want to see that grandchild raised in an environment where everybody tells him, the fix is in, only the wealthy are really going to be successful, and, you don't really have a chance, things like that. Do you think that is going to make him a better citizen, a more successful person in general? Of course not. But that's exactly how the left has treated their followers. Mm-hmm. If you fail, it's not your fault. The system is built against you. You're the oppressed, and these are the oppressors. Never in the history of the human mind has that ever been a successful way to get people to do more, to work hard, to succeed. Think about that. Tell people that they don't have a chance.
That's encouraging.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing? Long time no talk to. I wanted to talk a little bit, just make a comment on the disinformation issue and even what Dick Cheney said over the weekend. Because basically, the whole thing where he's a dictator and won't leave office and everything like that is disinformation. Because they're talking about, he challenged the election. But you know what? We lived through the 2016-2020 Trump term. The Democrats spent the whole 4 years trying to battle the loss of the election by trying to impeach him, going after him endlessly, going after the lawfare with anybody related to Trump, ruining people's lives, because they wanted to make sure that nobody would challenge them again. Now, that's all the disinformation, because they're the ones who actually went on and tried to destroy people because they didn't like the election results. Have a great day.
Very well said, very well put together.
But he's trying to, turn things over.
Yeah,
right.
But what Dick Cheney is saying, he's a threat. He said he's the biggest threat.
Wow.
In the history of our nation.
That's so over the top. So over the top. Just makes it more incredible and uncredible to us.
It makes you say, I'd rather be a dictator than a Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you thought?
Mark, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I missed the first 75 minutes due to sleep. What dawns on me is that they don't feel urgent about correcting all of Kamala's shortcomings. They're just playing it easy and worrying about nothing because the fix is in. As long as we let Venezuelans in, we'll keep using those Venezuelan voting machines. So they're being relaxing and nonchalant just because they know they got it in the bag. We actually need an overwhelming victory just to overcome the fraud. Thanks, guys.
And one of the things that they fear about Trump is, just like he said, hey, after the previous election, hey, something's not right here.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you saying that the guy from the basement beat me in an election, he got 14 million more votes than Barack Obama did. That doesn't make sense. So he questioned the outcome, which not only is that okay, That should be demanded. That is part of our system. You can call out things when you feel like they're wrong. You can challenge them. That's part of our Constitution, part of our legal system, part of our electoral system. He did what you're supposed to do. He questioned it. And that's what they fear. Because he knew they were wrong. And he just didn't have the time to put it all together into a court case. And they know that. Yep. They know there's a clock ticking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad Al Gore never questioned an election. Or Hillary. Or, well, never mind. You say.
It is.
What's that dangling over there? That's
Chad.
Oh, sorry, Chad.
No, he's kind of shy. Why'd you have to bring that up again?
I apologize.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy's here, and we're making Mondays great. We're making them pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. We're off to a good start.
All right, hang in there. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 8:50, almost 8:51. A lot going on in the world. One was Mike McCall, the congressman out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, he is leading the charge, and I think rightfully so, calling out Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan. The reason you're still hearing about it, I know it feels like this has gone on for a long time. We get it. But it's actually like a brand new 300-something page report that they have gathered information and evidence over the last 2 years, the Republicans have. And the withdrawal from Afghanistan has been a priority for each president since George W. Bush. Negotiations with the Taliban began under former President Donald Trump. Biden named it one of its top foreign policy priorities, despite the cost to Afghanistan, saying that there was no longer U.S. interest in the country. Well, you could debate that, but they did leave behind Bagram Air Force Base, which strategically could be and would be very valuable moving forward strategically in the entire in that entire part of the globe.
Might have left a gun or a truck or a Hummer or two as well.
Well, there was all of that. Billions and billions of dollars in hardware. And we left that all for who? The Taliban.
Yeah. What could you go wrong?
Helped to set up a government, puppet or not, helped to set it up. It was collapsing even before Biden pulled everybody out. And that didn't slow him down. And that's part of what made the whole thing a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, Mike McCall and the Republicans have put this report out. I believe it should be fully public sometime today. If not, it has already come out. But, I mean, it covers the basis that, you know, I've already talked about. And the report also took stock of the aftermath of the withdrawal, including human rights abuses by the Taliban, nearly $57 million in cash, and the $7 billion in weapons that were left behind.
Unreal.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Brandon.
It is going to be hard, though, to keep people's attention on this issue. You know, many are going to go, well, it's kind of water under the bridge. Well, no, because it's not just that. It's the 13 service people that died and didn't have to.
But Joe Biden said there were no losses of life in the military under his leadership as the commander-in-chief.
Well, you know, that's the elderly gentleman with a memory problem.
Well, that guy, yes.
But to hear that out loud, that had to be one of the death knells to his you know, campaign,
mm-hmm.
his future campaigning at that point. Yeah, that was because I think everybody shook their head. What?
You wonder what? If he had not had that debate and said a lot of stupid things like that, what would the Democrats done? They would have had to have a plan B to get rid of him, because that worked. Put him out there, let him swing in the wind, hang himself, you know, with Donald Trump, make himself look bad, and that worked. They saw, America saw just how bad off he is. if they had not done that, I wonder what they would have. Would they do the 25th Amendment thing?
They had a mess on their hands, and I think the 25th Amendment was one of the things that they were going to possibly utilize. Many of the big donors and some of the higher-ups, my understanding is, they wanted a clean ticket. They had no use for either Joe or Kamala.
Yeah.
And it does make you wonder, like, the powers that be, did you not know who you were getting when you put Kamala on the ticket when you had an aging Joe Biden?
Right.
You probably should have put somebody who was going to, you know, at least appear to be more capable. So, yeah, they had a mess, and they kind of tried to make the best of it. And when you have most of the media on your side, you know, you can take some of that stuff and make shinola out of it. Yeah.
They had to done something, though, because but this worked for them, and then they, you know, proclaimed her and moved on.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, just a reminder. The defund the police, that all came from the left.
Yep.
It all came from Democrats,
yep,
including Kamala. She wants to claim now she's all pro-law enforcement. Under the watch of the Biden-Harris administration, a police officer in the United States has been shot every 22 hours this year, according to FOP. More than 260 law enforcement officers have been shot so far this year. And the FOP national vice president says the war on cops continues to rage in America. He told Breitbart, during the past 2 years, more than 630 law enforcement officers had been shot. And this is, by the way, also assaults on officers are at a 10-year high.
Wow.
So there is power in the words and the actions of defunding the police. And one of the results is having a much higher rate of officers being shot. And there it is statistically. And the causes are obvious, according to the union guy from FOP, a revolving door criminal justice system. 85% of cop killers have been arrested before. 71% are convicted felons. And because some politicians, media, and activists realized there was a dollar to be made trafficking in anti-police rhetoric, trying to convince the American people that we are the enemy.
Mm.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. Hang on.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.